This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dion and Neil and I were talking earlier about the Fed and its meeting this week and the what with the economy and still rising interest rates. Fed Chair Jay Powell said during his press conference on Wednesday that he and his colleagues on the Federal Open Market Committee are rethinking how many times they might raise rates next year because, said the chairman, and this is a quote, we know that the economy may not be as kind to our forecasts next year as it was this year, end of quote. Neil Kashkari is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, not a voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee this year. But last year when he was, he voted against all three increases in the federal funds rate, the main rate that the Fed does control. Neil, it's good to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you are, as you and I talked about last time I was out there in Minneapolis, you are a dove. You're not either worried about inflation in this economy. The Fed, however, the Federal Open Market Committee, keeps on raising interest rates. Why do you suppose they're doing that?
I think we're all trying to balance different risks. The risk that I'm focused on is that there's more slack in the economy. There are more workers who want to work. So let's let that continue to strengthen. Some of my colleagues are worried that if the economy overheats, inflation might pick up and then we'd have to raise rates really quickly. And then that could slam the brakes on the economy. And I think that we just look at the risks a little bit differently.
The statement that came out on Wednesday afternoon was, in the vernacular, it was pretty dovish, right? You guys changed the language a little bit. You made it seem like maybe you're going to think about not raising rates as many times as you had been thinking. And yet Chairman Powell came out and his question and answer session read a bit more hawkish, that perhaps are going to be more rate increases. And Wall Street then took that and said, oh, my God, the world is ending. Do you think Wall Street misread what y'all were trying to say?
Well, it's hard to know, you know, what's embedded in Wall Street's expectations and do we meet their expectations or not. We don't want to be too sensitive to Wall Street, but we also shouldn't ignore it. There is information there, and we do pay attention to it.
Your colleague, John Williams, the president of the New York Fed, a voting member on the Federal Open Market Committee, went on, I guess it was CNBC this morning, and said, you know what, we're going to be listening to the data. We're going to be keeping an eye on things. And it sort of sounded like he was trying to get a rally, not trying to get a rally going, but that Wall Street would read that as something worth buying on. How much appetite do you think there is amongst voting members of the FOMC, which you are not, we should say, for taking a pause and having a look at the data?
Well, I think we would all agree that we're not on a preset course, that we do want to pay attention to the data, both the financial market data, but especially the real economy, what's happening on Main Street, and that should be guiding policy. So I think we're all committed to that. It's not a crystal ball. It's not a perfect science. So we have to balance the various risks. And I think we are all trying to balance the risks. And we're all in agreement. We want the expansion to continue as long as possible. I'm in the camp that not raising interest rates would help that to happen. And some of my colleagues are in a different place, but I think we all agree on the goal.
You know, when I was out there in October, I guess it was, I asked you, in essence, what the Fed was afraid of in terms of inflation. And you said to me, look, I think they're still scarred by the Volcker era runaway inflation of the late 70s and early 80s. Do you think that's still the case? Because I mean, you guys writ large, you, the Fed writ large, spend a lot of time thinking and worrying about inflation. And I wonder maybe if you're overdoing it.
Well, I think that that's a real concern. I mean, I think historically when central banks have screwed up around the world, it's because they let inflation build, and then that really was damaging to the economy, and they had to raise rates dramatically to get it back in check. I'm sympathetic with that broader concern, but we're just not seeing any signs in the data that that is actually a risk that we're about to face.
Since you mentioned it, I'm going to ask you about it. You said back there a second ago, you know, we're worried about screwing it up or something like that. What happens if you do screw it up? What happens if the Fed screws it up? Because inflation, as you know, can come on super fast.
Well, if inflation comes on super fast and we have to raise rates really quickly to keep it in check, that could really slam the brakes on the economy and that could put the economy into recession. So that's one risk. Another risk is if we raise rates too soon and the economy doesn't need the higher interest rates, we could put the economy into recession ourselves. I wish it was an exact science. It's not entirely clear, but I'm in the camp of let's be patient, let's let the economy continue to strengthen, and then let's raise rates when we know we need to. I don't want to end the expansion prematurely if there's no inflation actually building.
Neil Kashkari is the president of the Minneapolis Fed. Neil, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me, Kai.